For the people of Adoodo Ota local government area, no challenge can be more daunting than that of the dilapidated roads from Lusada to Igbesa, from Adoodo to Aton, from Owode Yewa to Ilaro, from Agbara to Aton, and from Sango Ota to Idiroko. The story is the same. It is that of a totally collapsed road infrastructure. Mr. Bode Balogun paints a graphic situation of what motorists go through.
We people, we are from Aton to Agbara Road. We are really suffer. Even though we can see something to put it where it has suffered. Because if rain fall, home though rain no fall, truck is falling, bus is spoiling. Upon there, when we are still suffer. Sometimes when we are work since morning, since 2:30, 3 o'clock for garage, when we are working, the vehicle will collect the money back.
Between Sango Ota, Igbesa, and Agbara, there are over 270 active manufacturing concerns and multinationals, which contribute over 75% of the internally generated revenue of Ogun State. Yet, these organizations are facing an Herculean task in terms of man-hour loss, difficulty experienced in haulage of raw materials and finished goods, among others. A number of investors and a faith-based organization were said to have offered to assist in fixing the roads, but they have allegedly been frustrated by traditional rulers who demand gratification to give their support. The Onilogbo of Ilogbo, Oba Samuel Ojugbele, who is a lawyer and a first-class traditional ruler, says there is no iota of truth in this.
That is not true. It is not the traditional ruler that is making any demand. It is the government that is making demand. I'm not a contractor. Like the road here, Shell guys wanted to do it, but it has to pay certain amount to them.
His defense is corroborated by another first-class traditional ruler, Oba Oluwasegun Fashina, the Onikoko of Koko Ebiye.
Nítorí mi believe pé tí n bá rẹ ní máa ní òun fẹ́ ṣe ọ̀nà, àdúrà tí n máa ṣe fún un, ìfà tá a mọ lórí ni. Mi ò gbọ́dọ̀ di bẹ́ẹ̀ láti máa ṣe ọ̀nà yẹn. Nítorí mi nìkan kọ́ ni mo fẹ́ rìn. Ìwúlò generally ni, àní ìmoríwú fún company tó bá ṣe ni. Bẹ̀ládùra, wá di àìdìbá dem, àwọn ìmọ̀ àìdìbá wọn láti máa ṣe.
At a ministerial conference on West African Road Project held in Cotonou, Republic of Benin, the Minister of Work and Housing, Mr. Babatunde Fashola, assured investors that government will revamp aging infrastructure, especially roads within the Ota, Igbesa, Sango, and Agbara axes, but nothing has been done. Will this development leave the roads in an even worse situation? The Onilogbo believes the solution lies in restructuring.
All this failure is due to the structure we are operating. We are operating a bloated federal system. It is so bloated that nothing is working. You see, what concerns the federal government in roads? It should be the duty of the states. So that is why I say they should remove most of these things from the exclusive list to concurrent list. That's all we are saying.
Until the country has motorable roads to enable manufacturers to move raw materials and finished products, consumers will continue to cope with high cost of goods. For Radio Nigeria, Solomon Olope reporting from Ota.